Merry Christmas, everyone. It's delightful to celebrate this Christmas Mass with you. And it's always delightful to celebrate Christmas. Christmas brings with it a wonderful feeling. And I've always felt that way from when I was a little child. When I was a little kid, I used to wake up absurdly early in the morning, probably not too long after my parents had gone to bed. And I was filled with excitement and with wonder and joy and peace. And I would wake up my brothers and sisters, I'd shake them and say, "It's Christmas Day." And they would groan and roll over. And they still make fun of me for that, by the way. And then we'd go downstairs and it'd be the glory of the Christmas tree with the presents overflowing from under the tree. Just wonderful memories and a wonderful feeling, a unique feeling, a feeling like no other. I'd like to reflect on how the shepherds felt. You know, the shepherds were the first to hear the good news of Christmas, to hear the glad tidings of the birth of Jesus. And the Gospel of Luke that tells us this story, this wonderful story, the greatest story ever told, emphasizes those feelings. It says, "Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over the flock. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear." Another translation says, "And they were afraid, greatly afraid." The shepherds were struck with great fear. And we might say that the shepherds are literally the people whom our first reading from Isaiah speaks about. It says, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light." The shepherds were out in night. It was dark out, and all of a sudden an angel appears, and the glory of the Lord surrounds them. The people in darkness have seen a great light, and they're terrified. This darkness that Isaiah speaks about, of course, is not primarily a literal darkness. He says the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwell in the land of gloom, a light has shone. This darkness, this gloom, signifies the evil of the world. All of the sadness and the pain and the sorrow and the sickness and the injustice and the death that are part of our world. And this darkness can be a cause for fear, for great fear, for a fear that strikes us hard. The fear that that evil, that wickedness, sickness, injustice, ignorance, pain, death is what life is all about and what life always will be all about. But the gospel continues. And the angels say to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Just as the gospel emphasized that fear that the shepherds initially felt, it also emphasizes the joy that the angels are trying to communicate to the shepherds. The angels don't just say, "Buck up, cheer up. I have good news for you." Say, "I've proclaimed to you good news of great joy that is for all the people." Isaiah speaks about this joy. "You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing." And Isaiah kind of searches for images to compare this joy to. And he says it's like how they rejoice before the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. This joy is like the joy that people have when there's a great harvest and there's abundance of crops that are harvested and they celebrate with their family and their friends. Or like when there's a great treasure to be divided between your friends. This is a great joy. And of course, these images only hint at, only gesture toward the great joy that the shepherds are hearing and are beginning to feel as the angels proclaim this wonderful message. But these images tell us something important. They're images of abundance. You know, the harvest that's abundant and the treasure that is abundant and that can be shared. And it's a joy that's shared. The harvest is something that the whole household shares and celebrates together. The treasure is parceled out and shared with all of the friends and the people who are dividing it amongst themselves. It's kind of like when I was a kid, you know, that image of abundance, of all those presents under the tree, you know, and the joy that I wanted to share with my brothers and sisters as I woke them up at 3 a.m, you know. It's a wonderful image of rejoicing. And that's the message that the angels want to communicate to the shepherds. Don't be afraid anymore. Don't be afraid that life is full of sorrow and evil and pain and suffering and sickness and death. Because today, in the city of David, a child is born. Isaiah says, "A child is born to you, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder, dominion rests." The angels say, "Behold, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ and Lord." This child brings us such great joy, this wonderful, unique Christmas joy, because in him, God is breaking through. God is entering our world. That light is shining in the darkness. And what happens when light shines in darkness? Darkness evaporates, disappears. We celebrate the great joy that the life of God and the love of God and the truth of God and the beauty of God has entered into our world so that our lives are not just about pain and sickness and suffering and sorrow and death. That our lives are about the light and the truth and the glory and the love and the peace and the joy of God, who shares that joy with us now, and we celebrate it now, and we have that wonderful Christmas joy. But we also anticipate it, that the life is greater. The light is greater than the darkness. The light conquers the darkness. Our future is not just in suffering and death. Our future is in the glory of Jesus Christ, who comes among us as Emmanuel, as God who is with us and who will always be with us. I think this unique joy might help us to understand why we say Merry Christmas. You know, we don't use that word Merry for anything else, really. You don't say Merry Birthday or, you know, I'm feeling merry today. You know, nobody says that. We only say Merry Christmas, and that's appropriate, I think, because there's a unique joy that we feel when we celebrate Christmas. And that joy comes from the love and the light and the goodness of God that comes into our world, that comes into our lives in this little child, this child who is born for us, who is given to us to save us, to bring us to life and to joy and to peace. And we have that glimpse of that as we rejoice on this wonderful day. And so once again, I wish you and all of your loved ones and all those with whom you celebrate today and tomorrow, I wish you a very Merry Christmas.